this time, we're actually passing out handouts for you. And I also, from the very beginning, want to acknowledge authors. Our primary author and medical director, Dr. Tammy, is here. And my colleagues, Barbara Glover and Teresa Bell, are passing out the PowerPoint so you can follow along with me. Now, we are the Department of Health and Wellness because we changed our names about 5 or 6 years ago that health should also include wellness. All right, let's get started. Now, in 2004, we started noticing the rewards of program integration. Our STD, HIV, and TB clinics are integrated. And we did this, we had three goals. Let's increase our program efficiency, let's provide cost-effective patient care, and let's increase staff capability. You know, all good reasons to combine, right? So then, separate, the exact opposite occurs. Delayed services, higher costs, duplication. See where I'm going with this? We have about 50% of the state morbidity in STD, HIV, and TB in Fulton County. I want you to look at this. I personally think it should be a billboard. Fulton County is number one for primary and secondary syphilis, number one for TB, number one for HIV. Welcome to Atlanta. We have 159 counties in the state of Georgia. This looks like somebody circled Fulton County and told disease, stay there until I get back. Okay, we had two primary objectives. We wanted to improve our infrastructure, and we wanted to increase staff individual capabilities. So these circles, in my opinion, represent a continuum of care. If a patient is in the TB clinic with STD signs or symptoms, same day, no waiting, taken to STD. If you're in the STD clinic testing positive for HIV, same day, no waiting, enrolled into care. And I think that's just awesome. Okay, so what happened? When we did cross-training, we said, hey, we're getting more patient referrals, we're getting more partner referrals, and we are also improving communication between staff. Imagine public health staff communicating. How effective can we serve our clients that way, right? Okay, how did we do it? We increased our capacity, we enhanced surveillance, and we did a better job with community outreach. I have these thought slides in here if you're wondering. I knew you would want to know how we did it, so this is the how. We addressed each objective with an integrated effort. So let's look at objective one, and I'm going to highlight a few. You can imagine three clinics had three separate information centers, three separate forms, three separate intake staff. You see where I'm going? When we renovated our lab and equipment, we were able to put a set lab in all three clinics. Before, only STD could do rapid testing. Now we could offer rapid testing in all three clinics. This increases your services. You can get an RPR in a TB clinic. You can get a TB test in your HIV clinic. So this is super. Also, when you decide to integrate, you have to put guidelines in place. Prior to integration, referring between clinics works very similar to an outside agency referral. Electronic records were the best thing since sliced bread for us. The three clinics that I'm speaking of, we're all on one floor, but we have three satellite clinics. So now all of a sudden, everybody at the same time can see patient appointments, patient treatments, and you can even put alerts on the medical record. So you can imagine how different that is from waiting for a medical record to be retrieved. Okay, cross-training also eliminates stagnation of services. If someone is out, you don't have a drop in patient care, the next person is trained, you can just step in and keep rolling. What did we find when we integrated objective one? Shorter waiting time. We found we increased our efficiency without increasing costs. We cross-trained staff. We did not go out and hire a bunch of new people. We did it with what we already had. And also, when this cross-training, it increased the credentials. And don't we want to have staff that are the latest and the greatest and what's going on. When people look at public health sometimes, I always tell people, they kind of think we just renegade folks that didn't work out in private, you know. not exactly professional, because we're just a little bit too concerned with communicable mistakes. Okay, I think our national efforts to eliminate syphilis have done an excellent job highlighting enhanced surveillance, but we really should plug in any other disease. It works the same way. You should know what's going on with TB. You should know what's going on with HIV. You should know what's going on with syphilis. Our data analysis actually showed us, you know what? You need to integrate your program. This slide shows that from 04 to 06, 25% or better of our active TB cases were also HIV infected. Does that not say program integration? That led us to do a campaign called Avoid Double Trouble, the TB-HIV Connection. We have billboards, we established a TB information line. World TB Day is coming up March 24th. It's very important to know what's going on with the surveillance. Here we said, you know, let's start a goal of making sure we know the status of all our cases. Initially we said maybe our goal should be 75%, but we actually raised our goal to 100%. You see, in 06, we knew the status of 95% of the clients with active TB. Whether positive or negative, we knew their status. I think that's great. Okay, let's look at this chart. You can see state, local, and national. From 04 to 06, we had a consistent rate decline in TB. Just to let you understand about our burden, do you see that the Fulton County rate for syphilis is 4 times higher than the state rate? And you may be sitting out there going, what is going on with Fulton? We are in an urban area. We're directly across the street from our county hospital, and we have many memorandums of agreement where our CBO sent us HIV negative clients for STD screening. We're the largest testing site in the state of Georgia for many infections, so it does make sense for a higher screening to find more prevalence. Okay, community outreach. So most of us are familiar with our mobile units. When we take our mobile units out, it's free. When you go out in high morbidity areas, you should be offering STD, HIV, and TB. It just makes good sense. We had the opportunity, though, where people were waiting to conduct focus groups. So you know what we did with that information? We launched another campaign. We did Face the Facts, where we highlighted the STD morbidity and had the call of action of getting tested, knowing your status, knowing your partner's status. Now, this is super because we're not used to launching two campaigns at once, so I have to deviate a little bit and tell you about it. We did radio, billboard, newspaper, trash can toppers, and that saturation with an evaluation had over 17 million impressions. We had people calling in on the radio saying, hey, did you know Fulton County was number one for syphilis? And, you know, they just took as you think when you see that the community is responding, because we don't have the kind of marketing dollars like Nike. Now, you can't say the syphilis, you just don't do it. Okay, so there's a picture of our mobile unit, and I always call it a clinic on wheels. Whenever we're out in the community, it is free. It should be in the agreed-upon area. You know, you just can't take this truck out and park it. So what we do, we look at our morbidity and decide where to go. We gain permission, and then we advertise. You know, free testing coming on Friday. Recession coming on Friday. Disease intervention specialists are trained in vision puncture and TPD skin test. So clients on DLC could get syphilis and HIV screening out in the field. So that's a 2-for-1 combo. And then what we started, all HIV STD health fairs and training, we added all the information. If someone asked us to come out and do an STD 101, we would do it. Add TB information. We would do it and add HIV information because they didn't know. Now, what happened when we integrated? We said, okay, TB clients should be routinely screened for STDs and HIV. Obviously, we realized that we were sharing co-infections with our other clinics. Data analysis, though, showed us something. We were having a tremendous burden in the same zip code. Remember earlier I said we accounted for 50% of the state morbidity? You know, it's only about 6 zip codes that give me those kind of rates. I mean, it really speaks to what's going on, you know? And then we saw, okay, not only same zip code, same people, African Americans all across the board, STD, HIV, and TB are overrepresented. So what did we learn? Okay, cross-training is effective. It saves you money. You can do more, offer more services without getting more people. Program integration improves your services. And when you are out in the community, high morbidity areas, offer as many testing as your program has the capacity to offer. Okay, we stabilize new infections, and that's pretty cool. We saw almost a 50% decline in TB. And while we did not see 50% with syphilis, we saw a sizable decline. Celebrate our victories, big and small. Client compliance increased with decreased waiting time. How many of us would not have attitudes if we were in a clinic for 4 hours? It makes a difference. Sometimes we unfairly label clients as non-compliant, but they've been there as long as we have and didn't even get a chance to get paid. So in conclusion, integration of clinical services should be used to improve access for disadvantaged clients. Thank you.
Any questions? Has everyone else been so successful in integrating their services?
Okay. Yes. No, we do not do rapid testing when we take our mobile unit out. That was a good question. When we take our mobile unit out, we do blood draws, and we do have a little area, but we don't have the lab technology to do rapid testing in the field. Take them back to that lab. You go back to the community, you schedule a date to test, and then you schedule a date to let them know when you'll be back. Yes, ma'am, behind you. Yes, that's actually who we take out. The DIS, also Moonlight, is health educators. And since the DIS are trained to do venipuncture, it does allow you not to take your medical staff out of the clinic, because we see a lot of patients. Okay, I think I saw another question. What's interesting, our administration made sense for us to integrate because the same program administrator is responsible for all three programs. And we are across the street from the county hospital, so people associate free health care with the health department. So you are real attractive for those who are uninsured. Working with private providers and community-based, you have to be a little bit more creative. My selling point for both are, we have partner notification services. And aren't you concerned about the continuum of care for your clients? Don't you want to remove them from the circle of infection? And if they have treated the partner, usually they're not as interested. But if they have, I say, can we have that information so that we can accurately log this? We don't want to follow your clients any longer than we have to. But if we all work together, sign the proper release form, then everybody is a lot happier. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to say, not to the best of my knowledge, but since I have my medical director here, I'll let her weigh in. Dr. Stanley, did you hear that question? They are instructed to come into the clinic for PPD reasons. That'll be part two, 2010 Atlanta integration enhanced. I don't have those numbers, but thank you. Something for me to work on. Okay, one last question in the back. Are we stretching? No, HealthSeek in the mobile unit is actually offered by another program. So when we go out in areas, we actually invite their program to come along with us. So sometimes we are out in the field with multiple humans. And that's kind of cool because people feel like, oh, wow, I'm really getting a lot of, good services. Well, we do a lot of testing. In fact, I'm pretty sure they did a poster on it, the state of Georgia, and doing screening at universities. We go out and do a lot of screening in the universities. And in addition to syphilis and HIV, we take the gonorrhea and chlamydia. So that's okay. Thank you so much.